or Vov, Menachemov. Okay, we're learning Menachas Chinuch, the Israel making a vessel. He has to catch on the Chinuch. Why the Chinuch says that when he says the paragraph which he says in every mitzvah, Dinei HaMitzvah, he describes a chilek between different kinds of tsuros, and he describes different kinds of tsuros, which has no not, that does not belong in Mitzvah Zion, which is to make figure in order to worship. Then L'chaira, everybody's Muslim, that is no chilek. So the person on the person on brings down here on the bottom that in mitzvah lamnetes, the Menachas Chinuch will say that of course the divrei hachinuch goes on the lav of lo sasun iti, which is mitzvah lamnetes, and there makes chilek which surah shokas and boletes, but it's talking about even manoi, just to make a figure. And someone put it here by mistake. That's what he says. I remember reading somewhere, and I think we had examples of that in certain mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach. I admit I do not remember what. That the Chinuch many times will give more of a picture of all aspects of the mitzvah, even if they don't apply specifically to the one he's counting right now. Like this would be a perfect example. He's saying when it comes to making statues, you should know that sometimes there's a chilek what kind statues, even though they don't apply to mitzvah chazayin, which is talking about making a figure in order to worship. Okay, v'ayim sefer pnei Yeshua Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, we learned this. Okay, we'll go over it. V'ayim sefer pnei Yeshua Rosh Hashanah Shem sugid lo sasun iti, because of the Yisrael Omru l'Aaron aseilonu his pisatoria with the egel. And Yeshua learns that they wanted a parshuf Adam, and he made a parshuf Shor, because the cheshbon was that he was doing it shalom, he was doing it, and so he wanted it to be not a parshuf Adam, which is Asur, but a parshuf Shor, which is Mutar. But the Choril of Himashik Asavnu asks the Minchas Chinuch on the Pnei Yeshua, in the Kavon Alavod, and chilek in parshuf for parshuf. Oh, ach kavanah. So this is what the Pnei Yeshua means. Nebeem es Yisrael lo rotsu la'asos es egel b'derech alokus. They didn't mean it at that point. Al menas la'avot. Rak manig b'mokom Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. Ach v'achar ha'asiyo, after it was made, ha'yu ha'erev rav chaitin u'machtiyem es Yisrael, ki omru, they said, eile elo kechi, eile Hecha Yisrael, I guess you say. K'moshe Kozeh B'Torah, V'Aricha Mefarshim. Yimken Kivin Shel Rotzu La'Asiyo La'Avoda, the making, that's what the Minchas Chinuch is saying to explain the Pnei Yeshua, that the making of the Egel was not Al Menas La'Avod.
So why did he switch it to
because an Adam is also no matter what.
No matter what.
Because then it's on the Mitzvah 39. Not on the mitzvah 27.
Shor is not one of the ones.
Shor is not in the Merkava, I guess. Even though I think it is, but I don't remember. Maybe it's not also to make something in the Merkava. I'll take a quick look at 39. We have to make our way through. The Menachas Chinuch wrote a whole kunshas on every malach of Shabbos. That's going to be fun to go through.
What?
Yeah, there's a separate sefer written with a perush on Masach Shabbos. Adam. No, it sounds like the Mechinuch itself is only Adam, but certainly. Oh yeah, Malachim, Oifanim, Srofim, Chamal, Levona. Chayn de Musar b'aponim. Chayn de Musar b'aponim. Aryeh Shor, Nesher, Adam. I'm sure the Pnei Yeshua. If you want to look it up, you want to get it from Pnei Yeshua on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, I want to see, yeah. Yes. Maybe it was an egel. Maybe that's we have to make a shore, which is a full-blown shore. An older shore. They made an egel. Egel means it's a first, like a one-year-old shore. What?
Bring something that the shore is only animal, not the only one. That the babies, it's got the same name.
Shore Binyam was Koru Shore. Okay.
Is that Rosh Hashanah yet?
Rosh Hashanah.
Psachim, I'm saying. This is here.
Rosh Hashanah one more.
Here we go.
Should be the low
time.
Okay.
It's on the Mishnah. We can find it the long way. On the Mishnah, where the Mus Levonus, they had. I'm not going to find it that way. Rabbi Gamliel had the Muslim Lonas in his attic.
In his attic. That was in the first few Prakim. It's like in
there's only four Prakim. You can't go that wrong.
It's in I think it's Beis or Gimel. I just did it.
No, it's not Gimel. Gimel is Hilcha Shofar.
It's not Beis. No.
Except for the first Mishnah.
I did.
Oh, here we are. Here we are. Okay. Divrei Maskil, the Gemara around it. Here we are, okay. Okay, here we are. The maskana of the Gemara is that it's only also to make all the arba uponim of the Merkava together in one figure. It should look like a shore on one side and Ari on the other side. Okay, so the Pregizah of the Yeshua says that. And the Minchas Chinuch by us elaborates, a necessary elaboration, that to say the Pnei Yeshua's Vort, you have to say that they didn't make it l'chatchil al manas to worship. Very nice. Vani mesupik dalid u'mechayiv malkas me'asiyah metchila v'atsoif al kol asiyah v'asiyah yechayiv malkas, like every sip of wine a nozer is mechuyiv for. V'en lo'y mishkalayim v'nozer shishay siyayin.
In this case, every hammer ball?
Yeah. Oh, sure. There's obviously a chilek. Because there, you're drinking wine. And there, you're wearing kalayim. But here, you haven't yet created the figure. So, efshar dafka b'hagamar, sh'oz nasu satsura. V'koydum lozeh, enu chayav klum. Ben lo v'iraya me'ashas avodazora daf yutesum et beiz. Yim over ubona avodazora schora mutter. Deimos v'inasu avodazora b'makash achron. B'makash achron les b'esho v'pruta, ayin shom. A hammer, you know, whatever, hammer, some kind of tool, which you flatten it out, that's the last blow that completes the figure. The Gemara says that actually if you are hired to build an Avodah Zorah, your schar is mutter, because it sounds like you are owed money all along. But it's not an Avodah Zorah till the end, and that part that you built an Avodah Zorah is not a Shavapruta, presumably, your last final blow. And until then, it wasn't an Avodah Zorah.
I'm sorry? The fact that it was
Leis Beis
Shavapruta.
The Gemara is explaining why Scharo Mutter.
Yes, it's Mutter because.
Mutter because the whole Schar that you earned. There's a general shaila called Yeshma l'schirus metchila v'atsoif, or Eino l'schirus l'besoif. If you learn Kiddushin, it comes up there a lot. There's Negeyas in Mekadosh Anisha, and you do work for her, and you Mekadosh her with that. Akoponim, so if Yeshma l'schirus metchila v'atsoif, so for every little bit of avodah you do, he owes you money commensurate with that amount of work. If Eino l'schirus al l'besoif, he only owes you at the end when you finish the job. That doesn't mean that if you stop in the middle, he for sure doesn't owe you anything. but we're not going to go into that chil. So the Gemara says, if you build an Avodah Zorah, your schar is actually mutar. It's not called schar of Avodah Zorah, because it only becomes an Avodah Zorah with the last blow of the hammer. And that last blow is only, is not a Shavuot Pruta. So there's nothing to be Yosher Ba'anah. Because it wasn't Avodah Zorah till the end. So the schar all along is the $1,500 that he charged, he was owed, and it was, he was owed for building a figure that wasn't yet an Avodah Zorah. So that's schar is mutar. And the final blow for which he's owed for making an Avodah Zorah is not a Shavuot Pruta. So there's nothing to be Yosher. There's no schar to be Yosher. The only schar that would conceivably be Yosher is less than a Shavuot Pruta, which doesn't count.
He's only paid for the...
He's paid all along for every blow. He's owed money already.
So he gets all the money, he just doesn't get the final less than a Shavuot Pruta.
He gets that also, because that doesn't count.
I don't understand how the
Gemara
is saying that therefore he doesn't get anything.
Make believe Pogam, you know, when you say the word Pogam Shavakuta, think zero.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of zero. Okay, so there's no schar, the schar of Avodah Zorah. It's only the schar of Avodah Zorah, the last blow. And the last blow, he's owed nothing for.
I thought it was the last blow because that completes the whole...
It is, but that's the point of the Gemara. Till then, it's not an Avodah Zorah. So the schar that he got for building it up until then is not schar of Avodah Zorah. Because till then, it's not an Avodah Zorah. So it's schar for building pickup sticks. It's schar for building...
So one would think that last blow would be worth... $1,500.
No, but it's not like that, because Yeshon L'Shechir is M'Tchila V'Tzayif, which means that all along the guy owes him more and more money. Okay. And that's not money, but the Milchas Chinuch has a problem with this, because he just got through suggesting that you're not over the Lav until you complete. So that would seem to be a Raya that you're not over the Lav unless you, except for completing the Avodah Zorah. So you wouldn't get Malkus for every blow, because at that point there's not an Avodah Zorah. You would only get Malkus for the last blow. Okay? Mistavra? I hope not, because the Chinuch then says it's not necessarily a Tzushtel. You could be over the Lav even if it's not, doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zorah yet, but you're building it in order to worship, so you might be over the Lav, even if it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zorah yet. And Kainain Nasis Avodah Zorah Koidim, and Kainain Oiva Balav Gam Kain. Ze'eno, that's not necessarily so. Hello, Avodah Zorah Shel Yisrael, he gives an example that Avodah Zorah that belongs to a Jew is Eino Neseris, it doesn't become Moser Banah. Only once it's actually worshipped, not once it's built, but once it's worshipped. The issa for making it, so you see that there's different gedorim for what's called the Shem Avodah Zorah, the Gabri Yisra Avodah Zorah, and what's called that you're building an Avodah Zorah, that you get Malkus for being over this lot. Right? And the Yisrael building an Avodah Zorah, when does it become Osir Ba'anah? Yeshua, when does it become Osir Ba'anah?
Right, because we just...
When?
When does it become Osir Ba'anah?
An Avodah Zorah V'yid.
When he worships it,
that means when he builds it, it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zorah yet. It's not Osir Ba'anah, the Avodah Zorah V'yid.
So what does it mean a minute ago when he said he had, when you're building it in Kavana for it to be Avodah
Zorah? Right, that's what he does. But it doesn't become Osir Ba'anah until he worships it.
He'll get
that is exactly the Menchas Chinuch's point, that you see that the two dinim are not kosher one and the other. It could be that it doesn't have a shem of Avodah Zorah to be Yosher Ba'ana until point A or B, and at point A you're over the lot. He said, and it has to be like that, he says. It brings a fantastic raya, because or else it would be so, but that's he can't imagine that's true, that the Avodah Zorah of a Yid, you're not over the lav by building an Avodah Zorah, because it doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zorah yet till you worship it. It doesn't ring so. So you see, it's two different things, and it has two different Gedarim. Kibavur Shem Avodah Zorah, that's not yet. We'll be Kamukom Kanafil Yisro Chayav, Avodah Bishlein Yav Beklau. Kibavur Kan, Rakatoyra Osro Hasiya, Lekavonas Avodah. So it's possible that with every blow of the hammer, with every, as you're building it, you're over the love with every bang and bang. You can't ask you to take a betchilas asiyah chayiv, possibly. The chayiv al kol asiyah, every step of the way, v'isru bo kol pam, kamo nozer like a nozer drinking wine. So that's possible that the iser kicks in right away, even before it's completed, and even before you worship it. Okay, and I'll explain more, mitzvah reish yud dalet. So again, the guy in the bottom brings down that there he actually concludes that you only chayav by gemar melacha. That's what he concludes there.
So doesn't matter.
What?
Talking about a Jew building.
No, that's not relevant. Here, the question of when you're over this lav, are you over the lav all along as you're building it, or are you only over the lav when you complete it? So there in mitzvah of Reish Yudalit, he rather concludes that you have to complete it. It could be by a Jew also, you're able when he completes it. He doesn't. We're not looking up now why. Is he chayzer from his chilek and he holds you're not able the lav unless it has a Shem of Avodah Zorah? Then a Jew wouldn't be able till he worships it, which is kind of weird. Or maybe just that it doesn't have a Shem of Avodah Zorah to be worshipped. You're able the lav when you build something to be worshipped, and you didn't build something to be worshipped yet till it's completed. When it's halfway through, you're not going to worship it. Okay. Tzorchian. Hey. Vayim b'loshu l'rambam kan, d'mashma ozav v'dazor v'yatzmo, haynu avuro. This is what we saw for Dov Poshut, but it's apparently the minchas chinuch is not so poshut like that. Okay, mitzvah lasos b'tzavim. If he orders lasos avuro over belav hazeh, lion sefer amitzus la rambam belav gimel shekasa v'oyve gam kev mishum. Shekana v'odizor b'shoa esol vila solo zulaso. Someone else made it to him. K'mashekadim amitzvah hashenis. He left it by him. He kept it in his rishus.
He had to have it.
I don't know why. I know a mitzvah base, a mitzvah zuz on a kayam, but mashman dafka. Al kaponim, right now what's relevant is mashman dafka sha'asa bishul atzmo. But the oiva this lav, if you made it for yourself, which is what we've been assuming all along. Umitzavla lazos bishul atzmo. Abu mitzavla ach le'echad. Hein li Yisrael, hein le nochri, lazos avo dezora lo avuro. Ein oiva belav zeh. Why does he say only mitzvah here? What about if he himself makes it for someone else? What if he makes it for someone else? I thought you're also not over this lav according to the Rambam.
Somebody else made it for him. Or even if he ordered someone else to make it for him, he's going to be over.
Yeah, but what about if he made it for someone else? Is he ever this love?
He made it for somebody else. Well, it must be he's over. If he asked somebody else to make it for him, and he's over.
Yeah.
So then, certainly, if he made it for someone else, it's just the reverse. Same thing.
I don't know if you think so, okay.
Well, in other words, if he can ask someone else to make it for him, he'll be over. Another Jew.
So it's not correct to say that this lav, number 27, is you're not allowed to make it of the Zohar for yourself. That's an incorrect statement. It's you're not allowed to make an avodah zarah or have one. You can't have it be made. For some reason, having it be made, telling someone to make it, that one is only for yourself. That I don't get either.
The title is all so special, so somebody tells me.
No, the chinuch doesn't even say for yourself. But the Rambam also starts off, also akum la'atzmo. Over this law. V'chein mitzav el'asu savuro. So why does the Minchas Chinuch say that if you tell someone else to do it for someone else, you're not over this law?
He's not over this law. Because then he's not one of the two people.
Unless you make it for someone else. Then
he makes himself for another Jew, so then why he should go? But if he just tells Reuven to make it for Shimon, he's not one of those.
Let's say he makes it for Shimon.
So then I guess he should be over.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because that's just the reverse of if I asking.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, I mean, if Reuven will be over if he makes it for me. So then how can it not be true that he'll be over if I make it?
Because if the lav is this lav we're talking about, not Reish Yud Dalet. Reish Yud Dalet is to make an Avodah Zarah. This is to make an Avodah Zarah for you to be worshipped, for yourself. That's how the Rambam starts off. The Rambam's lashon is Ha'osa Akum La'atzmo is over this lav. Can you get a Sefer Mitzvahs, please? I'm sorry. What?
Make a line myself.
Yeah. It's a paschim like that. Yeah. Thank you. So the Rambam says as follows. Lav, Mitzvah 2. Mitzvah 2 is not to make an Avodah Zarah in order to be worshipped. Whether you make it yourself or you tell someone to do it to you. Now, he doesn't have to say if he made it for himself. But in the Yad HaChazakah, he does. Here in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he does. Mitzvah Gimel. But Mitzvah Gimel is you're not going to make Avodah Zarah even for someone else. That's Mitzvah Gimel. In Mitzvah 2, he doesn't say you're not allowed to make it for yourself. But in Mitzvah 3, which is a different law, that will hate Masecha with Fasu Lachem, which the Chinuch has is Mitzvah 200, whatever. 400, whatever. You're not allowed to make it about there for someone else. That's Mitzvah 3.
Someone came in from Kanak Avodazara, Shah Tzav, Phil Asal Avodazara. Ainu Mitzvah of Hashem.
The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka says the favorite that this lab is if you make it for yourself. Okay, I don't know. If you tell someone to make it for someone else, you're not able to slav. Again, I'm not clear. Let's say you make it for someone else. The Lord should have a machabe because it's not a slav and the Chulav Hilam is a slav. So the Chiluk doesn't say anything about yourself. So the Chiluk is mashu the Ebraf and it's a slav echad if you tell someone to make an Ebu Nazar for someone else. Rak Limkar, you tell him to sail, or Mishu Leza Yashacher, Oiva Balav Azeh. Balav Azeh, Oiva Ram also, Mitzav Alasos, the Kavona Shatzalam Azeh Yehove. I will be sure in a Reutzer, Mishas Osir Klal Avod, not holding by worshipping it. Komukum also Lath Salem, Kadesh Yehove sometime in the future. I am Lashon Rambam, Rambam Mechaber, Vizeh Poshut.
He also used that Lashon Goreim, right?
What? We'll stop here. What?
He also used that Lashon Goreim Latzia.
Well, we could discuss that already in the past. Okay, so tomorrow night we're not learning the Monoshach. And it's Hashem Thursday night, and after that we'll see. We'll discuss it Thursday night. Okay. Shaga, can I trouble you with the return? Thank you.